Hey, it's Colorworks Radio, and I'm your host, Justin Baker. This week, we have part two of our new segment, Art Jobs. Pilar Arthur Sneed is our guest, and Kira Garrig is our correspondent. The interview is continuing as Kira asks Pilar the question, how do you see yourself as part of the community? The answer is a good one. So listen up.
Troy can be a bit of a tough crowd. Okay. It's a little parochial, mm-hmm. I guess. I hate to use that negative terminology. It's been a little bit of an uphill battle for me to find my way into the Troy community and to have community members see me, recognize me, etc. Mm-hmm. But it is happening, mm-hmm. just slowly but surely. That recognition and that sort of embracing of, oh, you're here. We're mm-hmm. so happy. It's mm-hmm. it's coming. It's coming. So I see myself as and the gallery as trailblazing mm-hmm. because I'm doing something that and I will mention that I am the only person of color who owns a gallery in mm-hmm. all of the capital region. So there's that.
Right.
There is that.
And I take it that by your description of the type of work that you're looking for, part of your reasoning was that you found that there was a need for this kind of gallery. Is that correct? Like they just
absolutely.
This kind of photographic work wasn't being shown elsewhere.
Absolutely. If you're familiar, there is the Center for Photography mm-hmm. in Woodstock. I interned there. That has been a pinnacle of that community for many, many years, and they have an entire network of contemporary and historical photographers that they have built up, and they have being represented in their space. In the Capital Region, we do have the Photo Center of Troy, also a great space, really great historical ties at the Photography Center. I felt like there was a space that was open for contemporary photography mm-hmm. and looking at the ways in which photography is moving forward and looking at the ways in which photography is, in fact, an art form that I don't think people in the Capital Region really recognize.
Mm-hmm. So is that the biggest hurdle that you've had to go through in opening up a gallery, or is it just the economic aspect of running a gallery, or what would you say is the biggest hurdle you've had to come across in running this space?
That's a very good question. I think there really is not one thing that I could say is the sole thing that is a hurdle, because when you are getting ready to open a business and open up a business that has a space in which you are going to be paying rent, mm-hmm. you kind of need to know that you can afford to do that. Mm-hmm. So from a financial perspective, I knew what I was getting myself into. So I don't look at that as being a hurdle. It is what it is. You do what you need to do to ensure that you keep the lights on. Mm-hmm. But I guess I don't really think that there's any one thing that mm-hmm. I could say is a hurdle. Running a business is not easy. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of things that as a business owner and as a person who's running a business, I think any business owner would probably tell you this, you know, people, I hate to say that, it sounds like this amorphous group of people in the background, you know, the nebulous people. Tend to think, you know, you have a business and you're just everything's great, you're successful and mm-hmm. things are all the time. It's a roller coaster. Some days are really awesome and you're like, yay, I'm on the radio, this is awesome, right? And then other days you're like, oh my gosh, I would really like to just pay my internet bill. Mm-hmm. That's running a business. That's what business is like.
So as long as you're aware of that before you get into it, it sounds like you're okay.
I think so.
How would you say, in terms of running the business, do you divide your time? And, you know, so specifically The gallery is a non-for-profit,
it
right?
It is not a non-for-profit.
No. Okay. So running this as a business, trying to get artists, like, just can you sort of give us a little bit of a breakdown of how you have to, the things that are related to the gallery and to the studio space?
Sure. So this is a for-profit entity, mm-hmm. An LLC. However, I am an artist myself, and the New York State Foundation for the Arts will fiscally sponsor artist projects. So, the artist exhibition program mm-hmm. at PH Gallery and Studio is a fiscally sponsored project. Mm-hmm. So, the large majority of my time goes towards managing the artist exhibition program. Mm-hmm. Everything else is kind of a periphery thing that gets done. So consulting is a periphery item. If I get a consulting job, yay. Having events in the space, peripheral. If I get an event in the space, great, yay. But 90% of the time is spent on finding artists through Call for Art. So writing calls for art, writing a prospectus for a call for art, putting it up online, taking it down online, then managing the artists themselves. So making sure that once an artist is accepted, specifically for solo shows, once an artist is accepted into the show, making sure that they meet their targets, making sure that they know this is what is expected of you. I need you to give me work by this date so I can review it, curate it, look at it. It's a very, from my perspective, it's a very collaborative mm-hmm. endeavor, working with a solo artist. And then, you know, there's marketing, website, Facebook, etc. And then, of course, there's the backside, which is just all of the day-to-day, you know, bookkeeping and all that kind of stuff. Every day is basically like a juggling act. Mm-hmm. Okay. Always balls in the air. Mm-hmm.
Where would you like to see your gallery going? Or do you have ideas for expanding? Or are you comfortable with what you have right now?
That is a really good question. I would love to expand. However, the expansion of this particular gallery space, because I feel like it is kind of a blend of not-for-profit and for-profit, it's this... I'm living in kind of two worlds, in that I can accept donations for the artist exhibition program, and the other part in that I can, you know, generate income via consulting, shopping, whatever. I would love to grow, but I think the catch 22 with that is that the Capital Region currently does not have a very strong artist, buyer, collector. Mm-hmm. market. So in order for a for-profit gallery to thrive, you really need to have people who are willing to purchase artwork. Mm-hmm. So that's something that as a community, we have begun those discussions and how do we create a market in the Capital Region where artists can thrive and they can have people who are interested in purchasing their work and they have resources and they have whatever they need to do what they need to do. Mm-hmm. So I think expansion is a great thing, but there are other things that need to happen within the community in order for myself and probably other galleries to be able to really go forth and do such a thing.
That makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense indeed. So last question, because we got to wrap this up here.
Sure.
What advice would you offer to anyone who's thinking about having a gallery, whether it's something for the community or it's something for profit, gallery / studio space like you have?
If you are interested in starting a business, that you should network with folks who have already, you know, kind of done it. They'll give you the lowdown on, you know, as to, you know, what's good, the good, the bad, and the ugly of, mm-hmm. of operating a business. You definitely need to be somebody who is not averse to risk because a business is a risky endeavor. You could possibly fall flat on your face, and you have to be okay with the idea that that may happen. And you also need to be nimble. You need to be able to move with the times, shift, change, adapt, and be okay with the idea that where you started may not be necessarily where you finish. So I think that that's my advice.
Great. Thank you so much. Really appreciate talking to you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Next week, we have Adam Tinkle in the studio talking about the artist collective, Sevenpad. They will have a multimedia sound art installation opening soon at the Courthouse Gallery in Lake George, New York. In addition, Adam is part of the latest exhibition, Feel Me, at Colorworks Gallery. Feel Me is a multi-sensory show focusing on all of the senses. So go check it out. Colorworks is at 621 River Street in Troy, New York.